absolutely. I can show you exactly. We had a lot of bunting and things like that, so we put the nets up here. I'm sure we put them in earlier on today. We'll be able to see what we have. Should be a bit, maybe. We're looking for about 10 species, and it's good to, you know, check these birds out, number them, ringing. Some people give out about ringing, but to be honest with you, it's a great way to figure out the migration patterns, the territorial patterns of a bird. And it's also good to find out the age, you know, to make distinctions between young, you know, finches and buntings to the adults, and see how they progress and where they move to. A lot of people complain about it, think it's a violent action, but it's for us it serves a purpose, you know, and you know, it's the way to get data and information about birds. So here we go. You see, oh geez, I've got 10 or 12 here. Trip, just let me get this one together and just move down. Yeah, okay. Just let me set myself down here out of the way. I'll sort it out. And we'll do a bit of ringing. Yeah, so there's some young chicks. I'm not chicks, but you know, young birds. Which is good. Just set myself down here now, too. I'm just gonna get up and go over. I'm just gonna go over and do this. Take some of the birds. Just got one. Okay, here's a little one now. Just bring it back. Yeah. Is it young? These are young finches. So what I'm gonna do is so we've got two. We got two. Well, we have one in the net, one chaffinch, one green finch, and I've got a chaffinch here. So let me just get my kit together now. Just do this stuff now. I can generally keep the stuff on me when I'm doing it. I'll keep boxes together. So I keep rings in one pocket, pliers in another, and log everything down, log the numbers down, so I can send the information into the records. Okay, so I've got my ring. What we normally do is we get the size ring with the number on it, we place it, it's a long flat piece initially, it starts out being like that, or else you can get them at different times, you can get different colours as well. What we do is we just get the small leg. You have to hold the bird in a certain particular way, and so you don't damage the bird or stress the bird out. You can see like the birds are obviously stressed out, but we just have to reduce that and do make the process as quick as possible. And we just hold the bird in a particular way, make sure not to disturb its wings or plumage or, you know, damage the neck or anything like that, or damage the wings. Hold the legs down. So we've got one particular leg there. Sometimes it requires two people, so. But in this case, no, I'd be pretty used to doing it, so generally use one. So you find the size of the leg, you put that size leg into the pliers, the ring fitter, and just go in like this, and then you basically squeeze very gently down on it. Do it a couple of times. I'll just do a few. Just get the first one in. Actually, it's freezing today. These pliers tend to hurt my hands for some reason, but I know, I'll give it a good squeeze. First one. And then we go the second part of it. Just kind of like that. Making sure not to damage the bird. It's as simple as that. Oh, fuck. Okay, that's not good. Sorry about that now. It's a snapped its leg, sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Shit. Okay, just give me that there. Actually, can you hold this? If you get that, I need to take that off now. If you just hold that there, I'll just go to talk to you really quickly. Just a second, please. Sorry about that.